magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday, July 17th, 2017. And before I introduce our special guest, which I'm very excited to share with our Great News Radio listeners as I'm getting to know him personally as he came into the studio earlier today, but I want to point out what a great visitation and service for Sarah Graham. That whole Graham family have just surrounded Aaron and the family at the loss of Sarah. As many of you heard last week or recently, that Sarah Graham had her home going. And so at Vineyard Church on Saturday, there was the visitation and then the service, followed by a lunch. But I want to give you a little insider view. Last week, I talked with Aaron, I think it was last Wednesday or Thursday, and I kind of felt awkward because when he called, I said, "So how's it going?" And then I thought, oh gosh, what a stupid thing to say to someone who just lost their beloved wife and now they're figuring out how to raise their children. And I was kind of sheepish as I thought about, why did I start with how's it going? And so I came to find, as Aaron recounted, some of the ways he's felt prayed for and cared for and how God's been working through the situation, that it's like he put me so at ease and really had such a mature faith that I just welled up and was teary-eyed as he said how God has sustained him this last couple weeks and how the family and the church and friends have embraced him, and he and all of his family have felt really prayed up and would continue to ask for that prayer. But I may, in fact, have him on tomorrow's edition of Mark and Friends or soon to recollect just the strength that he has felt, even in the midst of this tragedy, this great loss. None of us can imagine, you know, one moment you're married, happily married, three children, like 7, 5, and 2. Your wife goes into the bathroom, and that's the last time you see her alive. But Aaron had such a mature faith, such a rock-solid trust in God, and even in the midst of this great loss, knows that God is good, that God is sovereign, and nothing can happen outside of his permissive will. And so Aaron continues to cling to his faith, and I'd say keep praying him up in the days ahead and keep offering just words of encouragement and support. And Lord willing, we'll have him share some of the story. And so it was just great to hear all the recounts of how Sarah was used of God in people's lives. And as many of you know, very active at Curtis Orchard and that whole Graham clan, the Curtis clan, great bunch of followers of Jesus. And so Aaron's in good hands, he and his kids. But we do grieve the loss of Sarah, but know that God is in control. And the special guest today knows all about God being in control. He's a pastor at the New Life Church of Faith in two locations, in Danville and next door, right next to the Great News Radio Center. In fact, a lot of people will walk by and they'll see the big God Listens You Can Too on our center and see the New Life Church of Faith next door and then think about some of the other things going on here and say, God's really moving here at the mall. And so recently, I got to talk with Pastor Miller and say, hey, might you be able to talk a little about your faith journey and your passion for God? And he said, absolutely. And I said, is there any certain topics you want to discuss? And he said, well, the kingdom of God, or talking about faith and the ministry work that he gets to do. He has these two locations. I believe it was his brother or someone close, a family member, said, Pastor Miller, you know, I love your sermons. I love your messages. I want to continue to always be a part of the church, but I'm driving all the time into Danville. Can you come and locate here in the Urbana area? And was it a brother of yours?
My brother, yes.
Okay, your brother found this location, yeah, or worked with you and you prayed it up. And so here you are right at Lincoln Square next door to the Great News Radio Center. Should do a little shout out for your wife, Beverly, for 43 years. You'll tell me a little about her in the coming moments, hopefully, because I've, yes, not met her yet. And you have 3 children, 6 grandbabies. And I think you were telling me you've been pastoring for about 35 plus years, 35, 36?
32 years, but I went into ministry.
Pastoring 32 years. And I think, was it true your first sermon was out of Job?
Job 28 and 28. The beginning of wisdom, mm-hmm, is to fear God, and to cease from evil is understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very, to me, the foundation of my relationship with God was, mm-hmm, make sure that I always reverenced him, mm-hmm, in knowing who he is in the sense of his greatness, that he's our creator, you know, and that the relationship would always be from a position of honor. And so fear of knowing his power also, and that his judgment is real. And so that we would not want to, you know, jeopardize our eternity by ignoring the fact that God is sovereign and God is the potter. Right. And we are the clay.
And I like that word, that reverence, that awe, that respect that's due him.
Yes.
That was 30-something years ago, your first message. Back us up a little. What brought you to the point where you felt called of the Lord, and who was influential? I think your mom had a role, but who led you to Christ, and what was that process to be led to Christ, to be growing in him, then to be called into the pastorate?
I grew up in a church, a particular church, Mason Temple, Church of God in Christ. And at the age of probably 16, 17, I strayed. And then my wife and I, we got married at 18. Mm-hmm. And at probably 20 or 21, I opened my own business. Mm-hmm. I had a record shop. And we also had a mobile disco unit where we would go out and we would provide music for different vineyards. Mm-hmm. And so in the process of that, I became very, what you call, distracted by females that would approach me because being an African-American in a little bitty town and I had my own business, you know, it just kind of blew my head up. But it led me in the wrong directions as far as honoring my marriage.
Sure.
So my wife let me know in no uncertain terms that I had to either, you know, submit and commit to this marriage or we'll just go our separate ways.
Sure.
And at that time, we had three children. And I started chasing my wife at 10 years old. And so it was no fling and one night stand type of relationship. But I truly loved her, but very immature and did not have enough understanding of the proper way to honor your marriage, but I had the foundation of Christ. And so anyway, I knew that I had to give my life over to Christ for him to govern me, or to give me the ability to honor my marriage. And so I always tell my wife, God used you to get me in a righteous relationship with him. And so at that time, at 25 years of age, I gave my life to Christ, and then I joined Mason Temple, Church of God in Christ, where I grew up at. And this ministry mindset of this denomination is everything just about is sin. So I said, that's where I need to be. Because there was no room for error.
Right.
They were strictly by the book, you know, walk right, talk right, no foolishness. And I knew that the kind of person that I was, I needed to be fully committed all the way.
Yeah.
So going back there, and Pastor Lee Reed was the pastor. And Pastor Reed, you know, was definitely a wise man, a good man, but he was a definitely no-nonsense man. And, you know, he had order. I jokingly say to myself, not to other people, I said, this is Marines of church.
Yeah.
And there's no variation of doing anything. So anyway, sitting there shortly after giving my life to Christ, I would be excited when I would hear the preaching, but I would say to myself, I can say that better than he's saying it or she's saying it. And I caught myself saying, what is wrong with you? You know, and I come to that moment realizing God had called me into ministry. And so a lot of people can say they had, you know, the lightning and the room shake, whatever. But my moment was sitting in church, listening to the preaching, and then feeling God calling me into ministry. And so I just had an insatiable thirst for the word of God. And I still had that record shop after I gave my life to Christ. But within a year, I gave it to my business partner, no strings attached. I said, I'm done. This is no longer the direction that God would have me to go in. And, you know, stock, lock, barrel is yours. And then from there, I just continued to pursue God. And then, you know, shortly, I was allowed to, you know, bring my first message at Mason Temple Church of God in Christ. And that subject that God gave me for that first message was Job 28 and 28. The beginning of wisdom is to fear God, and to cease from evil is understanding. And again, I was intrigued at the very beginning of the study of the scripture from the word wisdom. And so wisdom, the definition, the thought was that if you get wisdom, then you can get everything else. And so God began to direct me to be a person that would seek out wisdom, making the best choices and decisions in line with his word.
Now, I also know Matthew chapter 6, 33 was another one that you love to preach on or talk about or think about or dwell on.
Yes. In the last 7 to 10 years, It's been my foundation scripture in our congregation. They're very, very probably tired of me, but I always sober them up with saying, this is the only message that Jesus preached. Check Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Underline it in your Bible, and you will see that he came to bring back the kingdom of God. So the late Dr. Miles Monroe is the one that absolutely educated me concerning that subject matter. And so I am forever convinced that if we would discover the kingdom of God and the purpose of why we're here, and that is that we are here to represent God in the earth. We are now to colonize the world. As the scripture teaches us, as it is in heaven, so it is in the earth. And so many Christians are really seeking religion, and Jesus never came to set up a religion. He came to set up a kingdom. So it's 24/7. It's not that you're an American only on Sunday morning, but you are an American citizen 24/7. So we should understand that we are in the kingdom of God. Our purpose is to honor God everywhere we go. We represent him in the home, in the marriage, in the workplace, any place, in business, in education. And it's under the understanding of the Constitution, which is the Bible. It's under God's directive of his absolute word that never changes, and it is applicable. You can apply it to every area of your life. And so I think many people in church that go to church are very lost, even in church, because they think if I wear certain clothes, if I take my communion, if I give my money, you know, but truly they're bored. They're sitting there saying, is this it? Even Dr. Miles preached it and ministered about. He had multiple degrees, but in theology school, he never had a class on the kingdom of God. And he had doctors and he had masters and bachelor's degrees. And so this message has been hid from the church because we think God is looking for us to look a certain way, talk a certain way, you know, do all of the religious protocols of our church. But then after church, okay, I'm free. Yeah. No, that's why many won't follow us into the building, because they say, hey, I'm seeing these Christians live as wickedly, as evil as a non-Christian. And it's because many are not aware that God is requiring us to be citizens of the kingdom 24/7.
Yeah. In case you just tuned in, I have Pastor Thomas Miller here in the studio. He's the senior pastor of New Life Church of Faith, two locations right next door to the Great News Radio Center here at Lincoln Square, and also in Danville, located at 1419 Bowman Avenue, Heavenly Square Mall.
So we're in two malls.
Two malls. Yeah. Well, I love your sharing, your passion for the Lord, the kingdom of God. Do you see one of the roles that God has called you to is to equip the members, the congregants, those that come in every Sunday or maybe, you know, midweek Bible study or whenever you meet? Do you feel a calling that you're to equip them to then go into the world and be that fragrance of Christ or that healing balm to the hurting world? Or what do you see your calling as you preach and teach and facilitate healing and hope?
Yes, absolutely. I know God's called me to introduce people to Jesus, but Jesus is the door. So the second part is the kingdom. And so I'm committed to always making sure we understand that singular, there is no other way. And after Christians, people accept him, that's not the end. And so, again, I'm always trying to help people to understand the fuller revelation of what Christ did. I've been a volunteer chaplain at the prison in Danville for 32 years. As soon as I started the ministry, I was given an opportunity to go there to speak, and I've never stopped going. And I'm very passionate about finding places to minister, no strings attached. I don't want any honorarium. I have so much debt to God. I'm always trying to figure out how can I give back, and nobody would think that it was motivated by money. So I've been there ministering to men behind the wall for 32 years and have many great testimonies of men that have been in my Bible study, some of them 15, 18, 20 years, and they get out and they become productive citizens. They go to work, they get married. Lost count, but I know between 7 and 10 are now preaching the gospel, and they've been out for years. It's not been just a few months, but years I've stayed in contact with them, and they are a blessing to the body of Christ and to their communities and to their families. And I tell them, you owe me nothing. I'm not asking you to come to New Life Church of Faith when you are released. I want you to know my assignment is to minister into your life. And once you leave this place, you should return to whatever that location, community that God has called you to. So you owe me nothing, and I'm just serving as one of God's servants in the sense of trying to make a difference. And so I tell people, I'm not a preacher that'll come to your house and eat your chicken, but I want to at least know you eating chicken.
Sure,
I don't want to drive your car, but I like to see you ride by.
Yeah.
I like to see you in a home. And so I'm always wanting to encourage and try to help people to know that this kingdom message is not that you would die and get blessed, but that while you live in the earth, John 10 and 10 said, I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. I'm afraid that lots of people in the body of Christ are afraid to do well. Because of religion saying you're not really spiritual if you have more than just enough. But if you read closely the scripture, you will notice that God made Abraham rich. And David was the king of Israel. He wasn't just the priest. He was the priest, but he was the king. So in other words, who would better be able to manage this world but believers who would own businesses and be employed as employees in every kind of company and then carry the kind of representation of God everywhere we go? But it would automatically, and I'm telling everybody, I found nothing more rewarding than serving in the kingdom of God. I have more than I've ever had, and I've been blessed by God to do it with integrity. And I promised him when he called me into ministry that I would do nothing deceitful, dishonest, no tricks, no gimmicks, no pretense of God is with me. And so I needed that for my own confidence that I had missed God in thinking that he called me to this work, and then no prosperity came out of it, no people came. We started our ministry in my wife and I living room 32 years ago. We were so convinced that God had called us that we were ready to start in the home. And from there, now we own the Heavenly Square Mall in Danville, 1419 Bowman Avenue, 96,000 square feet. And we have a 1,000-seater sanctuary. We have a 10,000-square-foot banquet center. We have leasing to Dollar General and Save-A-Lot and S&S Beauty Supplies. Also, I'm convinced that if anyone should be in business, it should be the kingdom believers. So we can give people the best service as well as be able to control what happens in our world. So nobody's coming to New Life Church of Faith Mall in Danville wanting to open up a liquor store. They know it's not going to happen. They're not going to have a pole dancing nightclub. They already know it's not going to happen. So the more that we have a footprint in this physical world, the more people will see the reality of Jesus and his kingdom.
Now, somebody's tuned in. They're getting excited about your testimony and you're sharing. They're like, now, how's it work if you have a church in Danville and a church here at Lincoln Square right next to the Great News Radio Center? Do you preach in the morning at 1 and come over? And so how's that work? And how would they find out more about the ministry of New Life Church of Faith?
We're at 8 a.m. on Sunday mornings at the Urbana location.
Okay.
And then we're at 11 p.m. in Danville at the Danville location.
So that's every Sunday.
That's every Sunday.
So 8 a.m. here, right here at Lincoln Square.
99% of the time I'm here, unless I take a week or two, vacation like normal people. But I'm here at least 50 of those 52
Sundays.
Okay,
so you would preach, say, this Sunday, you're preaching at 8 a.m. right here at Lincoln Square. And then you finish up, you get in your car, head to Danville, and do it again.
Do it again. And I tell people kind of a little joke. I used to do triple time for the devil, so I have to at least do double time for Jesus.
Yeah, balance off
they
those
say,
scales.
Don't you? You know, why would you do so much? I can never thank him enough for my life. I'm an African American, and I am truly blessed. I have my wife of 43 years, my three children, they're successful, and my six grandbabies, they're a blessing. And so I'm indebted. And so one other point, I came to Urbana because of my brother Earl Miller. He's one of our elders in our Urbana location. And another one of our elders, after I got here, he told me he would listen to me because we're on another radio station here in Urbana on Sunday mornings. And so this gentleman, Albert Fleming, Elder Albert Fleming, he had stopped going to church. And he would be in his garage just piddling around, but he would listen to me. And he said, if that man ever comes to Champaign, I'm going to his church. And he's been here from the very beginning. We've been, you know, 7-8 years at least in Urbana.
All right, Great News Radio listening friend. If you don't have a church family and you live in and around the Danville area or right here near the Great News Radio Center at Lincoln Square, the church services are 8 a.m. at New Life Church of Faith right next to us. We're across from the food court, and 8 a.m. this Sunday or 11 a.m. at their location. And it's the whole mall is part of the church and your ministry work.
Absolutely.
And that's in Danville. You can stop by newlifechurchoffaith.org, newlifechurchoffaith.org, if you want to call Pastor Miller or touch base with him, or maybe you need more directions or want to know if they have something going on midweek. But come and join one of these services. The Word of God will be preached. What's the dress code? You know, today I'm dressed for radio. I'm dressed for ping pong. You have a nice suit on, sport coat. The First Lady, is she dressed up and, you know, wear your Sunday best on Sunday?
Yeah, we have a motto, whosoever will, let them come, based out of Revelations.
Okay.
So there are people dressed down, there are people that are dressed up.
Okay.
But there is no set requirements that you have to have certain attire in order to attend.
Sure.
I tell the teenagers, you can wear it to school, you can wear it to New Life Church of Faith.
All right. And all of God's people said... Oh, amen. Echoing out throughout East Central Illinois, West Central Indiana. For some of our Indiana listeners right across the border, Danville's right there. New Life Church of Faith. Be in church this Sunday. And I appreciate you, Pastor Thomas Miller, for sharing some of your faith journey and being a neighbor right next door here at Lincoln Square. And thank you, God, for the ministry work that he's doing here through New Life Church of Faith, through the Great News Radio Center, and through you today, listener. Be that fragrance of Christ bringing hope to a hurting world. Draw near to God, and he'll draw near to you. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.